You know, Walt Tiptula Road Rage, we are back. You know, Ramona, I know I said I was practicing being kinder, gentler Road Rage.
Oh, yeah, that was last week.
You know, unfortunately, it has to be because they're just too many idiots. Peter
I know
King.
What happened. Oh, okay.
Peter King, who has some acclaim in this industry, I can never understand why. I honestly think Peter King is an idiot. I mean, his information is never right. You know, I talk about these made men, Ramona. Peter King is supposed to be one of these guys. He's supposed to be one of these made men, these connected guys. You know, he has all the info. If something's going on, Peter King knows about it. You know who knows about it? Adam Schefter knows about it.
You like that guy.
And guys like that. There are about three or four of those guys who I think really do have connections. And their information seems to be spot on most of the time. Peter King is supposed to be one of those guys. But his info is never right. Never. I mean, it's astonishing that anybody follows him at all based on his track record of fails. And yet they do. And then he offers football opinions, which he's entitled to, you know, as an American. It's America. You're right to be wrong. And he's wrong again. I mean, he's insane. Peter King says Miami should offer Cincinnati not three first-round draft picks, which they have this year. They should offer Miami four first-round draft picks for Joe Burrow.
Four?
For the guy that Gil Brandt, a guy who actually does know a thing or two, even though I beat him every year in the contest.
But, oh, man.
Well, I mean, it's true. I hate to say that. I try not to mention that. I have a great deal of respect for Gil Brandt. And then I beat him by double digits every year. But that's neither here nor there. Gil Brandt, who, you know, I revere. I talk about with a great deal of respect. Gil Brandt, first of all, his mind is incredible. The details that he can recall from every one of these kids' lives growing up and their parents' lives and everything else. I mean, he knows factoids that I don't know how he knows them. But Peter King is talking about trading and mortgaging your entire future for a guy that Gil Brandt earlier in the day called Andy Dalton. Peter King wants Miami to trade not just their fifth pick, not just their 18th pick, not just their 26th pick, but I guess a number one pick next year. He wants them to give up four number one picks for Joe Burrow. I'm sorry. That's why nobody cares what you think, Peter. I mean, what are you, the Minnesota Vikings? Are you playing the role of the stoolies for the Minnesota Vikings in the Herschel Walker deal with the Dallas Cowboys? You want a rebuilding team to give up four number one draft picks for Burrow? a guy with an arm roughly equivalent to that of Andy Dalton? Honestly, that's just abject insanity. What's the matter with you? Four number one picks for Burrow? How about this, Ramona? Jason, yeah. Listen to this, Ramona.
Okay.
Walt, I finally took your advice, bought a new truck from George Coleman Ford on Saturday. The service was amazing.
Yay!
Reggie and Gerald took such great care of us. That's what we're talking about, Jason. You know what, Ramona? I was just going to tell you about George Coleman Ford. But I don't need to because Jason just told you in a way that I could never tell you. Jason said he finally took my advice and went and bought a new truck from George Coleman Ford on Saturday. The service was amazing. Reggie and Gerald took such great care of us. Yeah, absolutely, Clemson Dad. You can get him. So here's the question, Ramona. Which truck did Jason buy?
Oh, did he say?
I don't know. Did he buy one that was on this list or a different one? Regardless, it doesn't matter. Jason heard the message on the show. You know, by the way, for all you businesses out there, this is why advertising is vital. That's why advertising is vital. People hear the message, they respond. They recognize it. I don't let... Look. I've said this a million times. Anyone can call and run canned ads, but if you're on this show as a live spot, I have tried your product. I have seen your product. I believe in your product. And that's definitely true at George Coleman Ford, which Jason just found out. George Coleman Ford wrote Roar Specials, 2019 Ranger, zero down, $329 a month, no payments for 4 months. There's never been a better time to buy than right now. 2019 EcoSport with navigation and sunroof, zero down, $289 a month. 2019 Mustang with leather navigation, zero down, $428 a month. 0% interest for 84 months on most 2019 models. That's 7 years. How about this? We deliver free within a 300-mile radius. In other words, the entire transaction online, never have to come to the dealership. These two trucks, two 2019 Ford F-150 Lariats, one black, one white, $39.99 each, plus tax and tag. See the website for details. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit to get this offer. 3-liter Power Stroke turbo diesel that gets 30 miles a gallon on the highway. You kidding me? Also, Ford has 3 months they'll make payments for the customer and 3 months deferred payments. There has never been a better time to get into a Ford at George Coleman Ford than right now. Right now. You want to get in, 654-7627. 654-7627. And you can get in and join the conversation. Texas, was Chip Kelly just a rule changer gimmick with the vanishing offense? Once the rules said if offense substitutes, then defense has a chance. I don't know. It's a really good question, and I don't have a great answer for it because I don't think there is a great answer to what happened with him. You know, I think he's once again showing signs of life. You know, look, allegedly, they had a bag man out at Oregon. Oregon, the program had Nike money behind it. Kelly was recruiting elite, insane athletes and spreading people out and torching them with their speed and athleticism. Then he went to the pro level and suddenly decided he didn't want any insane athletes, and he got rid of them all.
What?
I mean, he got rid of guys. I have no idea. It's like he went half batty or something. And now he appears to maybe have refound himself a little at UCLA, but this year is going to be a big test in that regard. We shall see. Let me get Clemson Dad in here. Clemson Dad, how are you?
I'm good, Walt. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
No problem. yeah, things have changed. I saw where the governor put us on lockdown this afternoon, work or home. And
yeah.
I really don't understand. It's like you can go see your family. You can go outdoors for exercise. You can go get necessities. So I just wonder if anybody will really take heed. I hope so.
Well, look, we need to take heed. You know, we need to take heed. I saw a dumbass down the street from me the other day having a picnic with a whole bunch of people. I mean, honestly, you have no regard for yourself or anybody else. Try and follow the rules for a few weeks, and we'll get through this. How about that? Try and do what you're supposed to do to the extent you can for a few weeks, and we'll get through this. If you act like a-holes, we won't.
Exactly. I mean, I think you're right. Spot on earlier about the 2 weeks it's going to peak. I'm reading some stuff about South Korea. They've handled it better than anybody, evidently, but they're playing baseball again. That's not full-fledged yet, but they're playing. So,
yeah. At least they're progressing. And look, we're going to get through it one way or another, and we're going to be better for it, and hopefully the next time as a nation we'll be more prepared, because we've been we have had a lack of general preparedness on this specific issue and related issues for decades.
Right.
And it's time that we all wake up together. It's not anybody's fault. No one's to blame. This is the reality of the situation we're in. So what we need to do is get through it, find the answers for it, and be better prepared for it the next time around.
And if you got to go get necessities, people, don't take grandma and the four kids. I mean, just one or two people at most, you know? Just, I don't know. People are acting crazy, like I said.
Go yourself.
Anyway.
Go yourself. Yeah. Be a lone wolf. Be a lone wolf for a little while, and we'll be good.
Yeah. All right. On to sports, man. Sorry, I just had to say that. I heard Antonio Brown hired him a veteran agent today. Can you believe somebody took him on?
Yeah, I can. I mean, you know, because all those people are out for their own money and their own interest, and if an agent thinks that he can still sell Antonio Brown, then that he's worth money to him, then potentially is.
Yeah. Okay.
Look, Antonio Brown can still play. I don't have any doubt he could still play. I don't have any doubt that if he was focused, he can still help a football field. I have doubt whether he can make it through 3 days. Again, there was a story the other day about, and I can't keep track of Antonio Brown stories. I don't know what's live and what's Memorex. I don't know what's happening now, what happened before. I can't keep track of him. I mean, he's in the police blotter all the time. I mean, the other day, the story was, I don't remember the story before. I guess it happened before. I know he had numerous incidents at his house, because I remember 1 week I did a story on him, and then like 3 days later, I saw the story come up, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm reading the same story. And then I realized, no, this is a different story. Well, apparently, he had a run-in with a delivery truck guy.
That was back in January, I think. End of January, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know when the dates are. I have no idea. As I said, I can't keep track of his police blotter status. I have a full-time job. Tracking Antonio Brown's police blotter is a full-time job and not one I covet.
All right, last thing. I heard a caller earlier talk about the virtual NASCAR racing. Did you see where the guy, Bubba Wallace, lost his main sponsor this weekend because he quit? He somebody wrecked him, and he got all ticked off, and he just, what they call a rage quit. That's what he did, a rage quit.
No, I missed that.
Yeah.
Nah.
So anyway, I
missed that.
Blue Emu. Yeah, Blue Emu, the pain relief.
Oh, no. Not Blue Emu. Ramona, he lost Blue Emu.
What?
Who knew Blue Emu? Who knew Blue Emu did good enough business to be a main sponsor?
And it sounds.
I didn't. Like by the way, I've used it. I think. By the way, I've used it. If Blue Emu wants to advertise on the show, I've used your product. I like it. I just didn't know. I just didn't know you were so big.
Well, yeah, they. I mean, he put something on, like Twitter or one of those things. I'm dying at my mentions right now. I ruined so many people's day by quitting a video game. Bah, ha, ha, video game. Damn quarantine life okay. is rough. Well, it wasn't long. After that, Blue Emu put up a post and said, good to know where you stand. Bye-bye, Bubba. We're interested in drivers, not quitters.
Wow. And he said, wow, is that right? I did not know any of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
All right, Clemson Dad, I have to run. Appreciate the call as always. Yeah, I was unaware of the great conflict there, Ramona, between driver and Blue Emu. No idea. over electronics. Let me tell you about Kiwi over technology. Let me tell you about Kiwi Financial Group. Greg Wales is the guy. Greg's a Clemson grad, class of 1990, 100% independent advisor, provides a totally independent perspective on your savings, your investing, your retirement planning. Look, I get that these are troublesome times. I get that you probably have many, many questions, that you need some guidance, maybe more than ever before, on what you should do with your portfolio, on what you should do with your savings. I get it. You need expert guidance more than ever. That's the time to go see Greg Wales. Look, the economy is in upheaval right now. And it's impacting many people financially. As I said, this is when, more so than ever before, you need Greg Wales' expertise. He can help you through this time of turmoil and help you win in the end. And by the way, in times of turmoil, there are great opportunities to be found. You just have to know where to find them. Greg Wales does. Go see him. We strive towards making a difference in our clients' lives and removing doubt about your financial future. And by the way, this includes your retirement planning now. This includes your Social Security and the decisions that need to be made there. 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, right next door to Max Drive-In. Call us today, 864-654-5043, 864-654-5043, or online, kiwifg.com. You want in? Now's a good time. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break. We'll be back.
Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and their showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger.
The Pendleton Tire Company is here to help you hit the open road this season. Between March 18th and April 6th, purchase four new Michelin or BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires and get up to a $70 Visa reward card or virtual account. Plus, receive an extra $50 reward card towards the install. That's up to $120 in total savings after submission. Check it out at PendletonTire.com. Void where prohibited. Visit MichelinMan.com/promotion, BFGoodrichTires.com/promotion, and MyTire.RewardPromo.com for full details.
It's cookout time, and the Craft Stove Store and Patio is ready with grills by Weber, Broilmaster, Big Green Egg, Fire Magic, and the Louisiana Wood Pellet Grill. The Craft Stove Store and Patio has been serving Greenville's outdoor grillers for 40 years. Gas grills available for natural or propane gas and come fully assembled. Shop and save today at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Greenville.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Foundation problems start small, but will only get bigger and more expensive. Candy Foundation Specialist is the trusted expert for sinking foundations and settling concrete. Foundation problems don't get better over time.
They get better when you call my dad.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialists at 864-432-5050 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-432-5050 or online at cantyconfixit.com.
Medical malpractice is the third leading cause of death. If you or a loved one have been a victim of medical malpractice, you need the professionals at Parham Smith and Archinold on your team. Parham Smith and Archinold focuses specifically on medical malpractice and have handled some of the largest cases in the upstate. They have offices in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Charleston. 242-9008. Parham Smith and Archinold, specialists in medical malpractice.
Recapping the headlines from yesterday and looking at what's coming up today, the Mickey Plyler Show, weekday mornings on the Roar.
It was the 3rd of September, that day I'll always remember. Yes, I will, 'cause that was the day that my daddy died. I never got a chance to see him, never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you, tell me the truth.
Mama just hung her head and said, son,
Papa was a wrong song.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back on a Motown Monday. Very upbeat song there. We are... We have lots to get to. You want to join the conversation, you're welcome to. 654-7627, 654-7627. Hey, let me tell you about my friends at The Health There. The Health There is an essential business that is in full swing during the health crisis. The Health There coaches are coaching clients over video chat, delivering groceries, and they just released Health There 2.0. A beautiful new mobile app with a red telephone to your health coach. Hundreds of recipes, health tips, exercise tips, etc. Reverse your symptoms of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, sleep apnea. Lose that dangerous belly fat. Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME. 1-877-I-DARE-ME. Take the dare. Take the challenge. You need it more now than ever. You will thank me later. Do it today. All right. Couple things before we get back to the USA Today coaches updated, or the USA Today updated preseason top 25, which they just redid as of March 25th. And we've covered what, Ramona? Three teams? We covered three teams?
Yeah,
three,
yeah,
right?
Three teams.
Three. Louisville, Washington, and Cal. That's what we've covered so far. On this issue that I've been asked about the draft and receivers I like that, you know, may or may not be day one or day two receivers. And, you know, I mentioned the other day there are about five guys I like. And, look, it's quite conceivable that none of these guys are day two. It's also conceivable that one or two of them get drafted in the third round. It's, you know, you get in that area. You know, as I tell you, even from my Huddle Report contest standpoint, by the way, that's all coming up. So you can follow me in that as I take on the biggest names in the country in terms of draft analysis. You have the mock draft contest, and separately you have the top 100, which is really my focus, because it's I control the vast majority of the elements there, whereas I don't feel I do in the mock draft. So, and I think it's just a much greater test of knowledge in terms of trying to identify the 100 players the NFL is going to take first. And I feel like in recent years, I mean, obviously I've come very close, but I haven't won it yet, and I want to win it. I mean, we've beaten all the big names in it. I've beaten McShay and Kuiper, and I had beaten Mayock around 3 years in a row when he became the GM the Raiders. No one's called me. I beat him three consecutive years. Now, you know, think about that. I'm a guy sitting here in Clemson, normally in Clemson, and I don't have any resources, you know, and so I just do it on my own. It's all my own analysis. You know, we have a world full of people, and all they do is they copy each other's homework. It's all they do. These people who put these lists together, and that's why none of them are ever going to win anything, because all they do is copy each other. But, you know, a guy like Mayock was an insider and had sources, as do Kiper and McShay. But as of now, you know, I have at least 3-year winning streaks against Kiper and McShay, and I had a 3-year winning streak against Mayock when he quit the contest to go be the GM of the Raiders. And the guy who took his place is Daniel Jeremiah, the former NFL scout, and I beat him last year in year one of his being in the contest. But this year is, I think, is more of a challenge than ever before, because I think the talent pool is deeper in this draft than in recent years. I think you're going to be able to find really good players in round 4 and round 5 of this draft. And a lot of these guys are hard to separate. There are also other factors in this year's analysis that make it difficult. Like, you know, there were no pro days. So, especially small school guys, harder to evaluate. How about players with injury? I don't know. Could you vet the injury? Are you satisfied with the answers you got? Did an independent doctor that was agreed upon, like a Dr. James Andrews, vet the injury to your satisfaction? Or will guys slide because their injuries weren't thoroughly vetted? And there are 6-7 guys, maybe more, who are potentially top 100 guys who could fall into round 4 or 5 depending on the status of their injuries. And one of them relates to wide receiver, like Bryan Edwards of South Carolina. He's one of the group of 5 receivers that I think are undervalued that I like. I like Bryan Edwards. I think he's a big wide receiver who's more explosive than you think. He makes plays after the catch. He's good after the catch. There's a toughness about him as well. There's a lot to like about Bryan Edwards. Unfortunately, there's no postseason on him due to his injury. There's nothing. No 40 time, no 3-cone time. How about the med check? You know, are teams okay with that? Are they not okay with that? I have no idea. I think Bryan Edwards, to me, is a third-round talent. He's a top 100 player. And quite honestly, when I look at all these receivers side by side, I actually think he may be a top 75 player. But, here's the but, is he a top 100 player with the injury? I don't know. And those are the kind of choices I'm going to have to make when I eventually submit my entry. I view him as a top 100 player. I'm not sure whether the injury allows for that or not. I think it's a really tough call. Much tougher than people imagine. You can't just... This year's a little different. Normally, you would be able to thoroughly vet him, and you would have an answer one way or the other. But there are a lot of guys in his position this year. Guys who have injuries, guys who played with injuries, guys who had surgeries, injuries that haven't been vetted, guys who didn't participate in the postseason process, the Senior Bowl, the Combine, pro days, which were canceled almost across the board. Hard to know. He's one of the guys I like. Another guy who falls in that same category, Van Jefferson, also injured. He played at the Senior Bowl. He had a stress fracture. It was found at the Combine. What's his situation? You know, I'm not sure that people necessarily, the scouts necessarily view him as a top 100 player anyway, but I do pre-injury. I like Van Jefferson. I think he's an extremely polished route runner, coach's son. I think there's a lot to like. Again, the injuries potentially change that. So if you're looking for value at wide receiver, again, not talking about the top guys, because people keep asking me this on Twitter. Some of the guys I like Van Jefferson. I like Edwards. Whether these guys are third, fourth round players, I like both of those players a lot. I like Freddie Swain. Freddie Swain, you know, was part of that Florida system, as was Van Jefferson. Swain was a slot receiver. He gives you additional value as a return guy. So I like him in that regard as well. But he tested well at the combine. That speed shows up on film. He ran a 4.46. So I like Swain. I think he's a potential steal of a slot receiver, and he's going to be a later round pick, you know, round five, round six, somewhere in that range. But I think he's going to have value and a guy I would look for. Another guy like that is KJ Hill. You know, KJ Hill, I thought really excelled at the Senior Bowl. And we'll see what happens with his draft position. I don't mean he's like Swain. He's really nothing like Swain. He was at the Senior Bowl, and he killed it. I mean, at the Senior Bowl, he might have been the most impressive receiver. Maybe even more so than Mims. Because nobody could cover him. He won every one-on-one heat, every one-on-one match he had. And it's because he's such an incredible route runner. There's a reason that guy's the all-time leading receiver at Ohio State. He has more catches than anybody else. What? What are you laughing at?
I think it threw you off guard the way I said that in your ear.
It did. It sounded like a squeaky door, like in an old house. Yeah.
Thanks.
It did. It was like, break. Break. Thought there was something wrong with you. I was going to call the medics. KJ Hill, though, unbelievable route runner. Unbelievable. He gets great separation because of his route running. The question is his speed. And, you know, can he be a third round guy? We'll see. But I like KJ Hill a lot because of his route running, which is, quite honestly, I think he's probably the best route runner in the whole draft at receiver. You know, by the way, the Mac kid who didn't play a ton in Ohio State is also a really good route runner. That's as an aside. I love the Isaiah Hodgkins kid from Oregon State. Bigger bodied receiver, 6'4", was a real impact player and ran well enough. Ran a 4.61. His other athletic measurables were good enough. He is a better route runner at 6'4 than most 6'4 receivers are. Tall receivers generally not great route runners. But that kid is. There's a lot to like about that kid. I think he could be a steal. You know, and look, again, he's another of these kids who's potentially borderline, who could sneak into the top 100 in the right situation. So those are, I think I just gave you five, didn't I? Give you five receivers that, you know, if you're looking for a mid-round guy, somebody who can help your football team, I think that group of guys is it. Also, you know, a day three tight end that I like is Dalton Keene of Virginia Tech. I don't know what's not to like about Keene. Keene does everything well. They line him up as an H-back a lot, but he's a move tight end. They play him in all sorts of roles, and he's more than a willing blocker. He's a competent blocker. He plays hard, and he tested pretty well athletically. He ran like a 4.71, which was in keeping with the best tight ends in this draft, and he tested well in his other athletic measurables. Big Bad Bob, you're going to be first up as soon as we get back. Walt Tip to the Road Rage, quick break. I'll be back.
A lot of things have changed in the last few weeks, but some things remain the same. Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson has some of the juiciest hand-cut steaks and best menu options around. Still get your Carson's fix, but to go. Help support the workers and businesses like Carson's who make your week great. Order your lunch or dinner to go, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. any day of the week. Call in your to-go order at 864-226-9400. Carson Steak Warehouse to go, 864-226-9400.
It's bow time. The drive-thru's open, and the food is real deal. Because no matter what else is going on in the world, we all gotta eat. That's why we've got your back with a big bow box that can feed the whole family for just $19.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
We all know to wash our hands and social distancing, but did you know the CDC recommends cleaning the hard and soft surfaces in your home? There's no one better to call than the cleaning experts at Zero Res. Deemed as an essential business and is continuing to provide cleaner, healthier, and safer environments for their customers. Get three rooms of carpet cleaned for $119, plus a complimentary cleaning and disinfecting of common touch surfaces. Call 558-7300 or schedule online at zeroresgreenville.com.
Thompson and King want you to know that there has been an important change in veterans' rights. Vets or widows of vets who served in Vietnam in the Navy may now be able to receive Agent Orange benefits. Public Law 11623 is known as the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Vets Act of 2019. These Blue Water claimants may also be eligible if their claims were previously denied. If you or your deceased spouse served in Vietnam in the Navy, please call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com.
The HealthDare has launched a virtual program to help our clients reverse high-risk symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, sleep apnea, and obesity. Our health coaching team has seen thousands of clients reduce these symptoms for over 5 years, and we won't stop now. The Health Dare has launched a mobile app, online coaching programs, and even grocery delivery to your door. Call now to get your own personal quarantine health coach. Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME or go to idareme.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply. Absolutely free. Call 1-800-394-5470. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-394-5470. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. Call 1-800-394-5470. 1-800-394-5470.
We know sports. We are the Roar.
All tip to the road rage. We are back. Texter 940 says, McShay saying today that quarterback love is better than Justin Herbert. You know, again, look, I like Jordan Love. I think he has all sorts of talent. If you pick Love above Herbert, you're an idiot. And, of course, McShay's a proven idiot. I mean, I'm sorry, he just is. He thought Ryan Finley was a round one pick last year. The night before the draft, he was on national radio advocating that Ryan Finley be picked in round one. The Bengals have already decided in year one that Ryan Finley can't play in the National Football League. I put him in round four. You want to know why I beat McShay in the top 100 last year? McShay has this entire scouting network that works for him. You want to know why? Because of that. Because that idiot wanted to put Ryan Finley in round one, and I put him in round four where he belonged. He thought Deshaun Watson was a round six pick. Look, I don't want to argue against Love because I like Love. I've made it clear all along. The two most gifted quarterbacks in this draft are Herbert and Love. More gifted than Burrow and Tua are Herbert and Love. So advance at your own risk. I mean, at your own peril, whatever. You know, by the way, Sprinter 412 says KJ Hill may have the best hands too. He may. You know, but at the Senior Bowl, again, not only did I watch every one-on-one rep, but I charted them. And he didn't lose a rep, all right, because he turned guys inside out. I mean, inside out. He had like 10 yards for a guy who's not fast. He had like 10 yards of separation on every one-on-one match because he's such a great route runner. Tish said, Walt, do you think there's any way that DJ's the starter? Hearing high praise about him. No. Trevor is going to be the number one pick of the draft and really experienced. I think when you talk about DJ, you're talking about his insane arm talent and his ability. Now, could DJ go on to be as good or better player than Trevor? Maybe. But no, this is still Trevor's world and Trevor's game, and there's a reason people think so highly of him in terms of draft status. There's still time for you to get in if you want. By the way, Ramon, I guess we left the USA Today thing for the moment.
That's what I was thinking. I guess we did. Still that well, same, you know, three.
We have a lot of things to get to.
There are a lot of things to get. You can't That's help right. it. You have a lot of material. You can't help
right.
it.
Right. Thank you. Know. Big Bad Bob. Bob has a lot
Thanks
of material, too. And he knows
today.
A lot of people. Jimi
Boom.
Hendrix.
Boom. The show goes. It goes fast.
It does. Thank you, Bob.
Is anybody worth four first-round draft picks? Is any player? I heard you talk about Peter King. I don't think anybody will listen to him.
No, I look, I don't.
Miami.
You know, that's a good question. But, Bob, hold on a second. That's a good question. Is anybody worth four first-round draft picks? And the answer is no. And the reason it's no is because a lot of these guys don't work out. I went through that list the other day, and Armando Seguero put it out. It was of the number one picks like the last 15 years. And a lot of them were busts or semi-busts. And so why would you want to do that? You know, you think about Andrew Luck's coming out party. You had two super elite quarterbacks that year. And the truth is, they both wound up being semi-busts. And health got both of them. So, you know, I think it's way too risky, especially for a team that is trying to find themselves and has so many needs, to even be thinking about that. Mortgaging your whole future, this notion of, again, trading four first-round picks for Joe Burrow, especially when you consider that Gil Brandt, legendary figure, is calling Joe Burrow Andy Dalton. And yet you want to give four first-round picks for Andy Dalton? No thanks.
Well, look, I'm looking at the draft, and Judy and Ruggs are going to go. It looks like CeeDee Lamb, I'm supposed to ask a question. Is CeeDee Lamb going to go to the Jets, possibly?
I think it's a possibility that the Jets take one of those three receivers, and it could be CeeDee Lamb, but they did remake the offensive line the offseason. Joe Douglas did, but that offensive line still needs a lot of work. And so the question at 11 is, do they go offensive tackle and grab an elite guy? You know, Craig suggested the other day, you know, he'd like to deal out of there. No, you don't want to deal out of there. There are about 17 legitimate.
Well, look, there are about 17 legitimate round one picks in round one. You know, there aren't 32 legitimate round one picks. There are about 17. That's about the same number it is most years. So if you're in that group of 17, the last thing you want to do is trade outside that group, because in that group, you're going to get a good player. The Jets are ideally positioned if they're smart. Because,
well, I want to ask you that one last question.
Well, hold on. Hold on a second. We'll get you in a second. But the Jets are ideally positioned at 11 because they're going to get their pick of their four elite tackles. They may not get the first one, but they're certainly going to get one of them, and they're probably going to get their choice from amongst a couple of them. And then they're probably going to get their choice of the top three wide receivers. You move back any further than that, and you're not going to get either. So, you know, the Jets are actually in an ideal spot of this draft to improve their football team if they're wise. All right, what's next?
I wanted to ask one. You know, Burrow has all these wide receivers. One's gone. Two may go number one, but Tua had Judy and Ruggs that are probably going to go number one picks. So, you know, I can see Tua being a health problem, but could Burrow end up? Well, I take this off air. Could Burrow end up being a bust because they haven't even talked? They haven't done anything. I mean, with the, you know, didn't go to the combine, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. They haven't even talked to him due to this virus. But could he be like that guy Ryan, whatever his name was, that busted many years ago? That big white quarterback, so supposed to be so good, because he really had some good.
Oh, Ryan Leaf, you're talking about.
Ryan Leaf, yeah. Could Burrow end up like that? Because since he said he told him to keep AJ Green, I guess they did.
Yeah.
I mean, Cincinnati. But not much to work with. He's not going to have Jefferson, all that crowd there at Cincinnati. So I don't know. But anyway, looks like they may pick him. But thanks, Walt. Great show.
All right, Bob. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it, as always. Well, first of all, you know, on Tua, just to be clear, the level of talent we're talking about, which is why people keep making this mistake. All right, Bob said, well, you know, look, Tua's probably going to have two first-round wide receivers. Actually, he's going to have four. Because I think there's a really good chance that Devontae Smith and Jalen Waddle are first-round receivers next year. Hear what I'm saying. This guy was the quarterback of a team that is probably going to place four round one wide receivers. Because I think Devontae Smith may be better than either of the two this year. And Waddle, in some ways, is the most explosive of all four. Ruggs is faster in a straight line. Waddle has great straight line speed. Not quite Ruggs is. Probably 4.35. But way more juice. Way more wiggle, way more elusiveness. So, in a real sense, Tua's playing with four round one wide receivers this year. Four. Two this year, two next year. Again, that's part of his evaluation. As far as Burrow being Leaf, look, Ryan Leaf displayed an arrogance that turned out to be unfounded. I guess you could say that some of Burrow's arrogance has already been founded, and that he led his team to a national title. I do think that having a certain amount of arrogance, swag, whatever you want to call it, is necessary for quarterback. I think if your quarterback doesn't believe in himself, you have a problem. And look, I like Burrow. All right, I don't dislike Burrow. I'm not calling him Andy Dalton, although I think there are some physical comparisons in Gil Brandt's favor in that evaluation. But there are things I like about Burrow. I think he's a real tough kid.
Now, he was injured in that Clemson game, and he wouldn't even let the doctors look at him. He just went over and rode the bike. He refused them. He told them to get away from him. And he went over and ran the and sat on the bike, worked the bike. And I thought you saw that toughness in the way he played. You know, I think he has that. I think there's a grit to him. I think he's accurate on the move, which is to his advantage. I think he has a unique ability to extend plays, at least at the collegiate level. Can you extend plays? Is your athleticism of a sort and your feel of a sort that you can do the same things at the pro level? I don't know. Time's going to tell. I think to a degree he can. He has an instinctive feel. He went up against a lot of elite teams. He demonstrated an ability to extend plays against elite defenses and other elite players. So I think these are some of the things he does very well. From an arm strength standpoint, here are the words that are coming out of my mouth. He's quarterback 5 in the top 5 in this draft. Top 5 quarterbacks, he has the worst arm strength amongst the top 5. And this brings you back to Gil Brandt's Andy Dalton. One in the arm strength category is Eason. Eason has one of the strongest arms I've ever seen. He's just not accurate. And he's still a statue. By and large, a statue. Showed a little more movement skills in the Cal game. But by and large, he's a statue. He's very reminiscent of an old-time quarterback named Kenny O'Brien, except he's not as accurate. And accuracy is his big issue. Next on the arm strength scale are Herbert and Love. From an arm strength scale standpoint, this is one of the most elite groups of quarterbacks I've ever seen. The top 3 guys all have cannons. I tell you what Herbert did in his pro day. Stood flat-footed, feet square, even with one another, in other words, shoulder square. He was asked to do this by a coaching staff, and flat-footed with no body torque threw the ball 64 yards. That's insanity. That's a big-time arm. I mean, that translates to, and again, this is a guess, but in based on what I've seen on film, etc., but if you allow him to use his legs and his feet and torque, he can throw a ball 80 yards. Love also has a cannon and has a fairly quick release. Developed some bad habits this year because he was missing 9 starters from a year ago and his coaching staff. Yeah, I don't blame him for any of that. His defense was an abomination. But you have 3 guys who have elite arms. And so, comparison standpoint, Tua and Burrow don't fare as well. Tua is 4 and Burrow is 5. In the arm strength category. And again, these are their traits. Not what the team did on offense. Let me tell you about Carson's. You know, JJ called us from Carson's the other day, Ramona. He picked up food for the family. He talked about how great it was. He called me even later to tell me how great it was. Look, I know a lot of things have changed in the past few weeks, but some things remain the same. Carson's Steak Warehouse in Anderson has some of the juiciest hand-cut steaks and best menu options around. Look, you can still get your Carson's fix, but to go, help support the workers and businesses like Carson's who make your week great. Order your lunch or dinner to go, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. any day of the week. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, which I still haven't had, or the pork chop sandwich, which I didn't know existed, barbecue chicken nachos, smoked ribs, fried okra, or apple pie. I've had the filet mignon like 6 times. I've had the New York strip like 6 times. I've had the smothered chicken like 6 times. Call in your order to go at 864-226-9400. 864-226-9400. Card to go. And I'll see you tomorrow.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios. WCCP 105.5. Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT 1560 Cowpens. 97.5 Spartanburg. The Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Sports Flash.
I'm Rich Ackerman. The baseball world has lost one of its all-time greats. Al Kaline has died at the age of 85. In 1955, he became the youngest batting champion in the American League at the age of 20, hitting .340. He played all 22 of his big league seasons in Detroit, was an all-star in 15 of those years. He also won 10 gold gloves, topped 3,000 hits, and finished one home run shy of 400. The NFL announced the draft will take place on April 23rd, but it'll be virtually with GMs and their staffs at home. Tom Brady joined the Buccaneers after spending 20 years with the Patriots. Today, he was selected to the All-Decade team for the second time in his career. Brady was one of 8 unanimous selections, along with Adrian Peterson, Joe Thomas, and Marshall Yanda, who recently retired. Another Raven received that honor as well, Justin Tucker. Aaron Donald and J.J. Watt led the defense. Both were unanimous selections, along with Von.